Envirotech vehicles filed two Form 425s in 7 hours and 16 minutes on May 20, 2026, signaling that the deal clock is running faster than the press release suggests. The first filing came at 13:15 UTC, the second at 20:31 UTC the same day, both announcing a definitive merger agreement with AZO AI Corp in an all-stock transaction, issuing 100 million new shares. Form 425 filings are not optional communications. Under SEC Rule 425, any party to a registered business combination must file every time it communicates with investors about a pending transaction before the registration statement is effective. Two filings in one day compresses the timeline signal in a specific way. Either a shareholder vote date is close enough that investor communications are accelerating, or a counterparty disclosure forced synchronized messaging on the same calendar day. Both scenarios point to the same conclusion. Something on the legal timeline moved, and the filing cadence is the visible evidence of that movement. This same pattern showed up with Thurman Group Holdings and Seco Environmental, where two Form 425s were filed 3 minutes apart on a $2.2 billion transaction. That filing cadence told you the deal was at a critical legal milestone before any press release confirmed it. For a family office allocator with an ESG mandate in commercial EV, the surviving entity after this combination is not what you originally underwrote. You allocated to a zero-emission vehicle manufacturer with EPA certification and a commercial fleet customer base. After the merger closes, you will hold shares in an AI infrastructure and data center platform, and the ESG classification of that entity is genuinely unclear. Reset your due diligence anchors before the Form S-4 goes effective. For a tokenization platform builder tracking fleet or infrastructure assets as real-world assets, a pending business combination freezes clean title on any underlying asset pool. You cannot establish verifiable on-chain provenance for assets that are legally mid-transfer. Any RWA structure built on Envirotech-linked fleet assets right now carries title risk that will not resolve until after S4 effectiveness and shareholder vote. For a capital markets operator watching deal flow in the EV sector, this combination is a data point about where smaller EV operators are finding exit paths. An AI infrastructure company used an EV operator as the listed vehicle for a public market entry. That pattern is worth watching. Watch for the SEC to declare the Form S-4 registration statement effective. That is the legal gate before the shareholder vote can be scheduled. The timing of S-4 effectiveness will tell you how close the deal actually is. SEC review periods for S-4 filings typically run 30 days for an initial review, with comment letters possible. Any SEC comment letter that delays effectiveness pushes the second half 2026 close target.